Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, on this 21st day of January 2022. Well, the winter storm yesterday that crossed the state of Texas had minimal effect here in the Austin area, just as I expected. Temperatures at the ground because of the 81 degree high on Wednesday. Yesterday, even though we were below freezing in parts of the city when precipitation was falling, not much could occur as far as any freezing at the surface. On some exposed objects, we saw a little freezing rain and a little bit of sleet pile up in some areas, but folks, for the most part, this was a non-event and we move on down the road. The upper level storm is now off to the east, and our morning visible satellite imagery suggests the clouds are clearing from northwest to southeast across south central Texas. Still at mid-morning, some clouds down south, New Braunfels, San Antonio area, and down along the I-10 corridor as well from San Antonio eastern toward Houston, mainly to the southwest and to the south of the Austin area proper. Folks, I just don't see much. A gradual warming trend, but still temperatures below seasonal averages. Another pretty hard freeze across the area this morning. We'll see another pretty hard freeze across the area tonight as skies have cleared. I expect plenty of sunshine for your weekend with a slow warming trend, but temperatures, as I point out, still staying below seasonal averages for this time of year. Another upper-level low-pressure storm system. This one is going to track a little further south, I think mainly over out of northern Mexico into deep south Texas and into the Gulf of Mexico. But folks, what that's going to do is throw some Gulf moisture back over our area beginning as early as Sunday. Clouds pick up, and then we're going to see rain chances return to our forecast by Sunday night and Monday. This may be a beneficial rainfall, given the fact we're about an inch and a half to 2 inches below average on rainfall now for the month. We need it, need the rainfall seriously, as evidenced, of course, by the fires we've seen this last week over in Bastrop County. And we may get a little bit of precipitation Sunday night and Monday. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, they are suggesting that we could see upwards of a half inch of rain here in Austin. We'll take it if we can get that Sunday night and Monday. Temperatures well above the critical levels, although temperatures will continue to be below average. About the warmest day over the next 7 days for the Austin area will be next Tuesday, just ahead of another cold front. This one is going to not quite backdoor its way in. It's going to come in more from the north and northeast, I think, on Tuesday afternoon. We'll see a gusty north wind return and cooler temperatures into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Again, for the most part, you look at the next 7 days, temperatures at or below seasonal averages for this time of year. Most of the time, it's going to be below. The day, only day we get really close to our average high that we would expect to see this time of year, which is about 63, 64 degrees, will be on Tuesday. And then otherwise, over the next 7 days, highs mainly in the 50s for south central Texas. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, on this 21st day of January 2022. I'll update my 7 day forecast and my audio weather thoughts again on Monday morning, taking the weekend off. I hope you have a great Friday and, of course, a safe weekend.